Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? I thought it was interesting. I looked up appointed time in Strong's, and there's two words, H6635 and H6633, which is the root word, but it means a mass of persons or a mass of things, regularly organized for war, or an army, a campaign, or hardship. And there's even that word worship in there. I got to thinking about this, and God appoints things to our lives. We have so many days. Job 14:11. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. And I just have to say amen to that. But I thought about the mass of persons or the army, and I believe this is speaking of every man. There's an appointed time in every man's life. And these appointments are not just time, but their experience. The Lord knows our path. He knows the way we take, and he lays it out before us. He sets that appointment up for us. I thought, too, of Job 1, verses 6 and 13. It says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." And then in verse 13 it says, "And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house." Again, we have appointed days. It's pretty simple there. There was a day. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man." And that again is true for all men. All men have trials. All men, again, have an appointed time, and all men will suffer hardship. Psalms 39:4. "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am." I'm going to read the fifth verse too. I don't know if I said that. "But behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Selah. Think about that. This is our life, right here. That's all our days. And we'll turn to 2 Peter 3:8. "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, And 1,000 years is one day. So you can kind of see why this is our life. Our life isn't much compared to God's life, which his never began. So he always was. I even think that if you talk to Methuselah, that he would say his 969 years were short. It always kind of amazed me when I was a kid. I'd think, this is taking forever, you know. I'm never going to hit 3 years old, or I'm never going to hit 4 years old. It's just taking forever. And then I started getting in my 40s, and it said, where did my 30s go? They go quick. And in Psalms 103:14, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. And that's us. We're as frail as the dust. And you know, it just takes a feather to wipe the dust away. You can't build anything with it. It's just frail. You can just blow it away. And I was just thinking about this, that that's what God chose to make us, was dust. And then I thought that's where our unperfectness comes from that Pastor talks about. And I haven't brought all this up about the brevity of life and the frailty of our human bodies to scare anybody or to get on you. But I hope it's an encouragement as we go on. And we'll remember in Psalms 39:4 that David said, Lord, make me to know mine end. And in Psalms 90:12, it says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I think I've learned more about numbering my days in the past 2.5 to 3 years. And I think I've got a lot wiser in that 2.5, 3 years. In Ephesians 5:15, keep turning back too far. It says, see, well, I'll read 15 through 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And that word circumspectly means to be alert or aware. And of course, redeeming the time, redeem means to buy up, but redeeming the time, we want to make wise use of every opportunity. And the reason being is because these days are evil. And we walk circumspectly. We want to know what's going on. And I'm not talking about we want to know what's going on in the news or on YouTube or TikTok or all that stuff. But we want to know what this says right here. This is where our wisdom comes from. I also thought in 1 Peter 5:6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And this is leading up to our end that we have, that we spoke about a little earlier. And also understanding what the will of the Lord is. I thought back and just think of my life as a Christian, and these appointed times can be humbling experiences. God knows how to get us out of the way. In 2 Corinthians 4,16 and 17, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." And I thought of this, and I have a note here that the inward man is renewed day by day. And all I can think of is that he's changing us from glory to glory. All these appointments and all these days that we have and the paths that we take, he's doing that work in us. And the light affliction sometimes doesn't feel so light. I know I've been in some things and I've been hurting, and I thought this is never going to end and I can't take this. But as soon as it's over, you forget that. You don't remember that pain. I know I had a wisdom tooth taken out. Well, two of them on this side. My face swelled up like this for a year. It hurt, and it took another year before I decided to get these wisdom teeth out. But I finally forgot that pain. Well, I got this side. I got them both cut out, and I went out and got in a fight that night. So, but it just depends on what's in there. Now, that was way before I was a Christian. So, I never was too much of a fighter, but I think I was feeling a little too good that night. But these light afflictions that are but for a moment, it's just a short time, they're working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And I don't look at that as just doing good things, the well-doing, but in suffering well, in believing God in the trial, and trusting him to do that work. It says in due season, so there's a lot of things related to time here. We shall reap, and we shall reap that exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Yeah, I got a little bit more here. Usually I'm done by now. So, Proverbs 19:20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. I believe we are in our latter end. I was talking with a precious brother at the men's dinner, and we were talking about that, and I told him, I said, well, to me, it doesn't matter if the Lord takes me, you know, just takes me home tonight, but I would prefer to wait and go with everybody else. And sometimes it hurts, and sometimes I think maybe I shouldn't say that, but really, that's my desire. I believe that was Paul's desire, Brother Copley's desire, and Brother Hill's desire. And I do think it'd just really be cool for us all to go together. And the New Testament version of that, of Proverbs 19:20, is Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see that day approaching. And I don't know about you, but I love being around the saints. I mean, I spend a lot of time at my house alone. I mean, I'm with the Lord. He's there, you know. But it's a lot better to spend the time with the saints. And I go out and have dinner or lunch. But it encourages me. And lifts me up, builds me up, and hopefully I do the same for the saints that I'm with. And I do need as much fellowship and encouragement as I can get. I think I said that, but I'm going to repeat it. I love the saints. You guys are truly my family. Most of my family, and I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. They don't come by too often to see me. My twin brother does. You know, you guys call me, text me, come by, invite me over. And I know I'm loved. I know I'm loved here. Let's skip down to Hebrews 10, 36 and 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. I might read that after this, but 35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And that word confidence is hope. So we don't want to cast away our hope. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Again, a short amount of time, a little while. We've been hearing this, according to us, for a long time. But really, it's only been a short time that we've been hearing of the Lord's return. And I don't want to forget that. I don't want to cast off that hope. I want to be around the saints that encourage me to remember. I want to study the Word to help me to remember, to know it. I can never say this, Habakkuk 2:3. There we go. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So just as we have an appointed time for our lives, Jesus has an appointed time for his. After all, he's a man. And I know he's getting excited about that appointed time. I know he wants to come get us. And I want him to come get me. And again, in Revelation 22:20, it says, "He which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And I trust that that's verses on everyone's lips constantly. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15:52. I'm going to read 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." That's our latter end. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for. That's not the I hope so, but it's I'm confident that he's coming. That's what our hope is, confident. We're confident in him. That's all I have. I hope it's been a blessing. I thank you for your patience and for listening.